This is What's Trending Today. Groups of Americans protested Donald Trump's election on Wednesday night and into Thursday. The events were both peaceful and violent. They happened in many places around the country, from New York to California. More demonstrations were planned for Thursday and into the coming weekend. People filled Midtown Manhattan in New York City Wednesday night. Videos and photos showed a huge crowd marching past Rockefeller Center. People also gathered in front of a building with Trump's name on it in New York City, as well as around a new Trump hotel in Washington, D.C. The hotel in Washington is a short distance from the White House. Protesters held signs that read, "Love Trump's Hate." Many of the Americans who gathered this week were protesting against the views Trump expressed about women, minorities, and immigrants during the presidential campaign. Trump promised to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. and to build a wall along the border with Mexico if he were elected. Trump also said he would cancel a public health care law passed by President Barack Obama. He also spoke about renegotiating huge international trade agreements. Protests also took place in Philadelphia, Boston, Miami, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Police arrested some people who blocked a large road in Los Angeles. In front of the Los Angeles City Hall, people shouted together, "We reject the president-elect," and "Support women of color." A protester in Chicago told the Associated Press news agency that Trump will divide the country and stir up hatred. The Reuters news agency says more protests are planned for the weekend. Demonstrations are also expected to take place on January 20th, the day Trump takes office. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.